Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Harrisville Business Association, Cheryl Peterson. How are you today, Cheryl?
I'm great. It's Friday, and it's sunny, and it's summer.
It is. Right on all three counts there. And as we head into the weekend, I know we got a couple of things to talk about happening there in Alcona County. One of them, Customer Appreciation Day. Let's start with that. Tell us what's happening, Cheryl.
All right. Well, this is Customer Appreciation Days are going on today and tomorrow throughout Harrisville. This event is sponsored by the Harrisville Business Association, and we just want to, this is our second year of doing this, to let our folks that stop in at all our local shops, let them know that we really appreciate them doing business locally. We've got all our businesses have canisters out where you can sign up for free prizes. So that's going on all day today and up until about 3 o'clock tomorrow on Saturday. And then at 3:30, the drawings will be held at Shopmakers. So we're going to have a 10 outside Shopmakers with hot dogs and snacks, and we're going to be drawing names and giving away prizes. And I've been told by the committee that's putting this on through the HBA that we have more prizes than last year.
Wow.
And they're everything from gift cards to children's bikes. We have just a wide range of gifts that people can win just for stopping in, shopping at local stores in Harrisville, and filling out a drawing, a certificate to put in a canister to have their name drawn.
Wow.
So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
It was very popular last year, and we've got even more prizes, and more people are bound to show up for the drawings.
Very good.
And you do not need to be present to win, but you do need to put your phone number down so we can get a hold of you if you do win.
Makes sense. So
right.
Head there for Customer Appreciation Day, and then while you're there, you might as well stay for Saturday, because Saturday's a huge day.
That's right. We are celebrating Historical Day at Sturgeon Point Lighthouse.
Right.
The Alcona Historical Society puts this event on every year, and I think this is like the 15th year. So, and we've got some really nice things going on there this year. In addition to being outside by the lighthouse near the lake, which is always beautiful, no matter what the weather is.
Yeah.
At least that's how I feel. But the day starts at 11 and it runs to 4. And there's no charge to come to Historical Day. Now, if you want to kind of wander through the gift shop, or I'm sorry, the museum, which
right.
is the Lightkeeper's Quarters, or if you want to climb the tower, there's a little fee for that. But there'll be events going on outside. There's going to be several displays. There's going to be a Civil War display. There's going to be the Thunder Bay Marine Sanctuary is going to be there talking about all the things that they have going on. We also are going to be unveiling a model of the Marine City, and that's a ship, a steamship that sunk off of the Sturgeon Point area. And so it's kind of close to our hearts in Harrisville because it sank so close. But then there's also a couple of wonderful displays or exhibits going on. There's Sheep Shack Sam is coming all the way from, I believe it's the UP, to talk about what it was like to be a lumberjack.
Oh.
He's a storyteller, and he has demonstrations of how they chopped wood and sawed wood, and it's great for kids so they get to see, but it's also great for people of all ages.
Right, yeah.
And then we're also going to have Mackinac Boat there on the shores of the lake, right off the point. And the Mackinac Boat, this is coming from your neck of the woods, down by
right.
East Powys. There's a group down there that made these boats, and they're bringing one up so we can have it to show folks what it was like to fish in the Great Lakes. They used gill nets, and I forget, there was another kind of net that they used to fish. And the fishing industry, you know, along the shoreline was one of the first industries that got started because the fish was so prevalent, and that was the way most people traveled
right.
because the forests were so thick and there weren't railroads going on at the time. So this is going to be a fun day. It's a rain or shine thing.
Okay.
But we're going to have food. There's a bake sale going on. There's going to be something for everybody for the day. And you can come and stay all day, or you can just pop in, see what's going on, and then move on to the next thing.
Yeah, it sounds like a great day. That's happening tomorrow. And again, that's out at the Sturgeon Point Lighthouse grounds there. Now, if they want more information, Cheryl, how would they get more information about the big event?
Well, that's a good question.
Yes. Good.
They can always call the gift shop at the Lighthouse.
Okay.
And the gift shop number is 989-724-6297. Or they can always give the review a call today. Anytime they'd like to call today, one of our board members works at the Elkhona Review, and it's not me. They can ask for John, and that number at the review is 989-724-6384.
Very good. Customer Appreciation Day is going on in Harrisville, and then tomorrow, Sturgeon Point Lighthouse, the place to be for Historical Day, which is going on all day tomorrow from 11 till 4. And from the Harrisville Business Association, Cheryl Peterson. Cheryl, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Well, thank you, Kevin. We enjoy WKJC's support of our community. Thank you.